Are you the one who can draw all the flowers?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Wandering Jew, look at that. Well, what do they call that over here?
This.
Yes, ma'am.
They call it a cane.
That's what Mrs. said. She
yes,
called
ma'am.
It something like that.
Always.
And I have some, but they told me it was called Wandering Jew.
Might have been.
It changes, you know, from one place to another what you call plants.
I just called it what I first heard. But
yeah, that's what I do too. But it sure is pretty.
Thank you.
You've got a green thumb? My ferns die.
Yes, I lost part of mine, but they come back out after it got warm again in the spring.
They told me mine shouldn't have any sun.
Well, this one was sitting right there, and it just got brown all over. See, I pulled and drove it back over there, and it began to green up.
Maybe
I think the sun was too much on it.
Yeah, and this hot sun, it really gets
dried
out.
I got one on the back porch. It's looking pretty too now, but it was looking rough while I ate.
Do you water them very often?
About three times a week.
When it's outside?
Yeah.
And it dries out pretty quickly.
When the inside of the house, that's when they look bad to me. I just get all the animals up from inside the house.
Mm.
I have to put them in the winter. And they look terrible when I first put them out, but after they get out in the open air, I seem like they...
Well, you know, I can't keep anything over the winter.
That's hard.
My house is very dark.
My house is lit and dark.
I never get enough light or I give them too much water or something.
Too much heat or something in the house. I don't know. It's hard for me to have them keep them.
Yeah, I've had to start all over again.
They look so bad when I take them out. Look, I almost be ashamed to put them out in the front.
They pick up again?
They pick up again after they get them out.
My, there's no looking puny about mine.
It did die. I lost some of mine.
Really?
It sure did.
You know, I found out I could keep geraniums over, though.
I brought a lady from Coogan Town, a white lady, sent me that.
I wasn't sure which one you were pointing at.
And another piece out on the back porch is a long vine that hangs down.
What's this?
Cactus. It blooms at Christmas time.
Oh, is that a Christmas cactus?
Yes, ma'am. They're pretty things at Christmas. I put them in the dining room on the table and just let them sit inside the house there. But that'd be so crowded, but I put them in there.
Well,
I don't want to lose them, you know. When Christmas comes, they just be so pretty.
Mm.
Be sitting on the dining room table.
I've never seen one bloom. I've heard about them.
No. I have one on the back. It bloomed at Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yes. A big pink blossom. They're real pretty.
I didn't know about it.
They are pretty.
Well, I guess I better get started here. Excuse my back.
That's all right. I'm trying to get cooked. I was in the kitchen.
Hey, this is cool.
I was in
feel
the
that
kitchen.
Breeze?
Nice breeze.
He went to wash it this morning, just got back from washing. I always wait till he comes back to cook him a little breakfast.
Oh, have you had breakfast?
Yes, ma'am. I
had
breakfast.
That's good.
I was fixing to wash.
I never want some early breakfast in no time, huh?
Sit with you all while you all talk.
You said something about you used to be a farmer?
Yes, ma'am. I used to be a farmer.
Yeah, did you eat early breakfast then?
Yes, ma'am. I eat early breakfast then. Sometimes I'd get up and go on. This wouldn't.
Really?
It wouldn't want nothing to eat.
Wait for
I wouldn't wait for no breakfast.
Would you come back and eat it later? Or?
Well, probably I would. Yeah, maybe a cup of coffee or something like that.
Now, I thought all farmers got up real early in the morning and ate a huge breakfast.
Well, no, I never could. I wouldn't be eating breakfast. Dinner and supper,
I
don't want no breakfast much. Dinner and supper.
You're just not a breakfast person,
yeah. No, not much.
Would you tell me your name, please, so I can have a record
yes,
of it?
Yes, Hosmer. Hosmer, Hosmer.
All right.
Amen if folks got that name.
No, I haven't heard that before, I don't believe. where is it somebody else's name in your family? Or?
Yes, ma'am. I got a son and a grandson named after me. That's all the three.
Is that right? Well, who were you named after?
Well, I don't know.
They did. It just was a name that started
yes,
with you?
Yes, that's right. It used to be a bookkeeper.